night. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Starting in, well, we'll just start with verse 1. Chapter 3, verse 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, that's a lot, but yeah, we can do it. Okay. Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or do we need, as some others, letters of commendation to you or letters of commendation from you? This is Paul speaking here now, writing. You are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Do you consider yourself a letter? A written letter before all people? That's what he's saying here. Clearly you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart. What is it that people see when you come around? What is it in your heart that they see? What shines forth from you? You know, I remember when I first came here. I mean, several of you were inviting people left and right. I mean, you were a pest. You were inviting people left and right, trying to get people to come. Are you still doing that now? I mean, like you were then. Be honest. Like you were then. Are people seeing Christ shine forth from you? When you're around, in your conversation, in what you do. Not just your conversation, but also what you do. How you act. Are they seeing Christ shine forth? That's what he's talking about here. You're supposed to be letters that shine forth Christ around to others around you. Let's take it a little farther. And we have, verse 4, we have such trust through Christ toward God. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. In other words, we depend on God. We get everything from God. He is our sufficiency. Who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant. Not of the law, but of the new covenant.
Well, don't you think we ought to, get in the Old Testament?
Yeah, you ought to get in the Old Testament and see the New Testament in the Old Testament. He said, we're ministers of the new covenant, and not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. I know your Bible probably says Spirit with a large S, trying to make it look like the Holy Spirit, but that's not what it's talking about. It's talking about your born-again spirit. It says here, the letter, but of the Spirit, little s, for the letter kills, meaning the law of Moses kills, but the Spirit, the born-again Spirit, gives life. The work of the Holy Spirit upon your spirit, when you become born again, gives life. Then that life that is in you should exuberate, I think is the word to use, out to others around you, that you meet on the street, that you meet in the school, that you meet in the workplace. But if the minister, verse 7, but if the ministry of death written and engraved on stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away. He's saying, here you have this glory that the law brought, that the people of Israel couldn't look upon Moses' face, and that was passing away, that wasn't going to stay. But even though that was so glorious, and the law brought that, he goes on and says, how will the ministry of the Spirit, little less, how will the ministry of your born-again experience not be more glorious? If the law brought glory to the people and they couldn't even look upon Moses, what more should this ministry of the Holy Spirit upon your born-again spirit, the born-again experience, how much more glory should exuberate from it? I mean, here they had this glory that came in the Old Testament from the law of Moses, but now we have the freedom of the Spirit, this born-again experience upon our lives, and it should be even more glorious. It should be even greater. The glory should shine even more. People should know by looking and listening that you're born again. What do they hear from you when you talk? You just talk about the weather? You just talk about how bad your job is? You just talk about how bad the economy is? What do they hear when you talk? What do they hear when you have conversation? What is it that they know about the Lord Jesus Christ when they have a conversation with you? Question mark. Wow. Got quiet in here, Pastor. Really quiet. Let's take it a little bit farther. And if the ministry of condemnation had glory, ministry of condemnation, meaning the law, had glory, the ministry of righteousness, that's you, you're in the ministry of righteousness now, exceeds much more in glory. I mean, if that was good back then, it should be better now. People should know even more now about the Lord Jesus Christ, about God's wonderful work, just by talking to you. For even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect because of the glory that excels. For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is so much more glorious. Amen. See, that glory was passing away. The law was passing away. But now we have something that will be here from now until the time we enter heaven, and it should be even more glorious today than it was then. People should know to us and visiting with us about the Lord Jesus Christ and how wonderful and how glorious He is. Just by being around us, there's something different about that young man. There's something different about that lady. Amen. They may not know right off what it is, and then again, they might. It just depends on how far you let that ministry of that born-again experience come forth and go to other people. Just to what extent you let it come out of that veil that is wrapped around you, called the flesh. The more you let it come forth, the more they're going to know about the Lord Jesus Christ and the life in you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech, unlike Moses who put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away. But their minds were blinded, for until this day the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament because the veil is taken away in Christ. That has passed away and Christ has come and risen. But when they don't accept that, he's talking here of the Jews and the law, when they don't accept that, a Christ, when they don't accept Christ and the ministry of the born-again experience, that veil is still there, blinding them. You were blinded before you were born again. You didn't receive anything from God until you got born again. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
Amen.
Hello, born again. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. I just love it. I just love it. You know, and I've done the same thing. You could go back on some old tapes way, 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 way back there. You would hear the same thing. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Where the Holy Spirit is, there's liberty. No, where the born-again experience is, there's liberty.
Amen.
But they'll lift it right out of context. I used to, too. Lift it right out of context. Where the Holy Spirit is, there's liberty. Well, that's true. But what he's talking about here is where that born-again experience is. That born-again spirit is. Where that born-again... Where that born-again spirit is, there's liberty. See? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in the mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. Hey, you got this working inside you. Don't lose heart. It doesn't matter what's happening to you. On the outside, it doesn't matter what you're facing, what experience you're going through, what you come up against, what wall you've come up against. It doesn't matter. You still have this ministry of the born-again experience working on the inside you. God is still there. He's still alive, and He's still on the throne, and He's not going to leave you stranded because He made you a son and daughter of God. He's not going to abandon His child. It's called grace. Mercy and grace. He's got a lot of that. When are you going to grab hold of the fact that God has lots and lots of grace? Got one amen? Working on some more. All right, now I'm more on one more. Who's got more? But we have renounced hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the Word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. Now listen, listen real close, because what we're about to go into, what we're about to read, this is the starting of it right here. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, the unsaved, whose minds the God, little g, God of this age, has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is God, should shine on them. When it shines on them, the veil is removed. Until it shines, until they invite it to shine on them, the veil is there. When they invite that light, that glory of the Lord Jesus Christ into their hearts, then it is removed. Until then, they're perishing. They're perishing. They're dying until then. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commended light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The same God in Genesis that commanded light to shine is what has commanded light to shine in your hearts when you ask Him to do so. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Okay? Let me read it this way. But we have this born-again spirit in an earthen vessel, that the excellence of the power of God, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. That we don't do things in our own strength, but that we do it through Him. We have this in earthen vessels. We have this in this fleshly body. It may be a fleshly body that travels from here to there, but we have in it a treasure. A treasure. Now let's see what we're supposed to do with this treasure. Because I want to know what to do with this treasure. I want to be able to let it out and turn the dog loose off the chain, so to speak. I want to let Fido go. If he's supposed to be doing something, I want to let him go off the chain where he can go after it. If we got this treasure in an earthen vessel, I want to get it from the inside to the outside.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet we're not crushed. We are perplexed, but yet not in despair. Persecuted, but yet we're not forsaken. Struck down, but we're not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus may be also manifested in our body. The dying of the Lord Jesus. Well, that was tough for me for a long time. The dying of the Lord Jesus Christ manifested in my body, carried about in my body, that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our body. He's talking about the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ and Him rising again, causing our spirits to be born again, and that process being inside us, that it may be manifested on the outside, giving glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read it a little bit farther. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. I remember when I first came here. This stands out. I'm going to tell one on Pastor Earl. It's a nice one, but yet it was funny. It's just one of those funny things, you know. I remember saying, or giving that story, I think it was the story about telling the guy to get in the cellar and dying and not come out till he's dead. And I remember Pastor Earl's eyebrows raising up. And then later making some comment, you know, like, you know, he didn't quite grasp what I was talking about. I think he probably does now. But at that time, I thought, he doesn't grasp what I'm saying. I've got to back it up a notch or two. It's what is on the inside of you. If you're born again, is there anybody here not born again? We'll stop and take care of it. I think everybody here is born again tonight, but if what's on the inside of you the life of Christ, this born-again experience, is it coming out? Is it reaching out to people? Is it on the outside where God can see it? Or is it bottled up on the inside? Is it kept on the inside? What keeps it on the inside? Intimidation. Fear. Deceitfulness of riches. How about spirit of poverty? What keeps it on the inside? What keeps it from coming on the outside and shining a light to everyone in the world around you? What is it that's keeping it on the inside? And how do I get it on the outside? Well, you may have to have, not may, you will have to have at some point, the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ upon your life, that it may get to the outside. That flesh may have to be put under, that life can come forth. What that flesh desires, or what's comfortable, maybe I should say what's comfortable for that flesh, or what that flesh is used to, may have to change before it can come on the outside and be a light unto the world. Let's read this just a little bit farther and then we'll get back to preaching. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our mortal flesh. You may live in this body. You may live in this mortal flesh. But you have a born-again spirit that has the life of Christ. And it needs to be on the outside where people can see it. So then death is working in us. Paul is writing here. He's saying, now look. Death is working in us. The death of the Lord Jesus Christ, that experience is working in us. Death is working in us, but life in you. Because of what we're doing to make sure that we walk this walk and the life of Christ comes out because of the death that we put our bodies under, we want that to cause life to work in you. See, life is not going to work in other people's lives if they don't see Christ and accept Christ as their Savior. And if they don't see an example, they're not going to accept Him as their Savior. They're going to go on unsaved and end up dying and not even being born again. But, if you're letting that life shine forth, the life of Christ shine forth, if you're putting to death the deeds of this body, if you're putting this flesh under and letting that born-again spirit shine forth and take over your actions and your words, then life can work in them, in others around you. Let's take it a little bit farther because this is really good. When you really get a hold of this, you're just going to stay there and dwell a while. Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke, we also believe and therefore we speak. Knowing that He who raised up the Lord Jesus Christ will also raise up Jesus, will also raise up with Jesus and will present us with you. Hey, the same power that raised us up and kept us from perishing will raise you up and present us all together before the Lord Jesus Christ. But you got to have somebody that is willing to tear down that veil of flesh, that fleshly body, that fleshly life, and let the Spirit of life shine forth that others may see it and accept it.
Well, God will save them if He wants to. No. No, He didn't set it up that way.
That's what He's talking about here. He didn't set it up that way. He set it up where you would accept the Lord Jesus Christ, have that born-again spirit inside you, and then it would shine forth because of you putting the flesh down and letting the spirit rise up to the top like cream rising to the top of a gallon of milk. Raw cow's milk, mind you, not store-bought. It would rise up to the top and shine out to others that they may accept it and all of you be presented together, see? That's the way He set it up.
Yeah.
Yes, Jesus saves people, but you get them born again. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, after saying all of this, after reading all this to you, therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. How do I renew myself day by day? The Word of God. The Word says to pray in tongues, and it does. Then pray in tongues. If it says to worship the Lord, which it does, then worship the Lord. If it says to meditate on His Word day and night, and it does, then meditate on His Word day and night. It's the Word of God that's going to renew you day by day. Yes, you're outside. This flesh, this body is perishing day by day. But you're also being renewed on the inside, and that's where it counts. Day by day. That's where the life comes from. That's where the life for others comes from. Is it's being renewed on the inside day by day where it can shine, getting this shell, this outside, getting this shell thinner and thinner and thinner where the inside, this born-again spirit can shine forth and get people born again. Because you chose to put to death yourself, Christ may shine forth out of you. Why don't you go in the cellar and die a little bit? Come back out with that light shining forth. That way you won't be so ugly. Israel had, you know, under the law, you know, they only got to see that glory. Even though it was great, they only got to see it for that small length of time. We have it all the time on the inside in our born again spirit. It just needs to come forth. It's there. If you're born again, it's there. It just needs to come forth. See? But they just had a glimpse of it. And even with as great as it was of that glimpse, it's even greater now. How much more glorious is this born-again experience? Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Yes, I'm dying on the outside, but I'm being renewed and refreshed day by day. Because I turned myself over to the ministry of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God that I might be renewed day by day. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that flesh is being put away that that glory might shine forth to others. Day by day. Glory to glory. Stand up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I love it. I love it. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, it's okay for right now. It says not to lose heart. Doesn't matter how tough it's getting. Might be hard on your flesh.
I just hate that fasting. I make it one day or two and that's it. I just hate that fasting. You're a mean preacher because all you do is talk about fasting. That's what Gary Carpenter says. Are you hearing me, Gary? So, you know, doesn't matter what you're facing. He says not to lose heart because you're being renewed day by day. Hey, and we're all going to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. We're all going to be gathered there together before Him. Glory be to God. I just love it. I just love it. I got something inside me. It's a great treasure. It's a great treasure inside this earthen vessel. And all I got to do is do the things necessary in the Word of God to get that on the inside to the outside that others may see it more and more. That's why we can go through times that, you know, it seems like He's putting us in front of people, you know, and we got the Word on our lips, you know, and then other times it's like, I don't really have nothing to say. You think I should say something, Lord? Well, yeah, you were supposed to say something just as that much that time as you were the others, you know, that Christ was coming out. Just that this time you wasn't letting it out. That veil was keeping it in. That veil called the flesh was stopping you from letting it on the outside. You see, it hasn't changed since. You remember when you got born again, you know, and you were floating on a cloud and everything was great? Hey, it hasn't changed. It's you that's changed. It hasn't changed. It's still the same. That same glory on the inside was there that day that you got born again and you were floating on a cloud. It's still there! Glory to God. It's still there. It still wants on the outside. Don't lose heart. Hey, just keep going. It's the same. He's still available to you. That refreshing that you had then, at that time that you got refreshed, it's here tonight. You can get refreshed tonight. You can get healed tonight. That night long ago that you stood and they prayed for you when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, yes, I do. It's still here. Amen. You know, and they prayed for you and you went down under the power, or maybe you just stumbled back one step. Regardless, it's still here tonight.
Amen.
Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Now you can move it. There was a little bit more there and I had to finish it. Hallelujah. I just love that ministry. Call that born again spirit on the inside, and it wants to shine forth like a bright and shining morning star. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You want me to use that? Okay. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just lift your hands to heaven. Just begin to worship. I know there's some needs here tonight.